This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Father's Day week, John. Since you want the week, we're going to give you the week.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I love this holiday. You know that. I wish I had both my daughters with me, but Abby has got a nice day planned, and I don't know what we're doing yet.
Okay, perfect.
Fun. Yeah.
I don't want to use this as a threat, John. Oh. And I'm not saying be on your best behavior.
Oh, I love this.
But I do. And it has nothing to do with Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. Not to threaten you, John.
But I may have found your replacement, should I ever need to replace you.
Oh, wow. Well, why would I ever be threatened by this? You mean, like, what, if I die?
You know,
or
like,
I get fired? Am I getting fired? What do you guys know?
You're not getting fired. I just happened to meet someone.
Why are you shopping for replacements?
I wasn't shopping. You know, the best things you find are things that are unexpected.
Yeah.
And this happened to me unexpected when I was out at Boot Barn recently.
Well, I'm here with a young gentleman. I think that if John ever finds himself under the weather or he is gone and I need to have a co-host fill in for him, Nathan, tell everybody hello.
Hello.
Nathan, how old are you?
20.
And how much crap have you gotten in your life so far because of your voice?
Every single day. Every single day.
And how many people say, dude, you have a radio voice?
Every new person I meet. I had somebody come up to me today and say, your voice doesn't match your face at all. And I said, well, that a lot.
You have a desire, obviously, to be in radio. You're here working promotions with me today. And if there ever is a situation, would you be interested in coming in co-hosting and filling in for John?
I would love to. 100%. Make my day. And radio is, I feel like I can make a career out of doing stuff like that. We have fun.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me interview you. And if that ever comes up, I will definitely be, you will be the first person I call, okay? And tell John not to be jealous.
Thank you so much.
So much there. A couple things. First, he's 20?
20 years old.
20,000?
No, I know. I was so shocked when I met him. I was like, whoa. Okay.
You know he had that voice when he was like 10.
No, probably when he was like 2.
Who's ready for lunch? I am. PB&J, crust cut off. Apple, bag of Fritos.
That'd be great.
When's gym? I heard we're playing dodgeball. God, it even hurts to say.
I know.
Secondly, he works here?
Yes, he works in our promotions department.
Lastly, I noticed when we listened back to that, you said fill in for John.
Yes.
What happened between there and now? I know who we're going to replace you with when you die, John.
I never said when you die.
Why is Jessica planning my memorial right now?
I mean, there is a plan in case one of you...
Is there really?
I do have plans in my head, yes.
Oh, for the love of God, you're so morbid. I will not have this conversation with you.
Are you serious? Really? Is mine good?
Yeah.
Both of you are good. It's like when there's celebrity, you know, the news they put
you're like
together.
Like a walking New York Times. What they do is they pre-write obituaries for people they think are going to die.
Yes.
So they're ready to go. So what you're saying is you're planning memorial shows if one of us dies.
Seriously, you're weird, man.
I'd say Happy Father's Day. I'd say John and Tammy San Diego's morning show, but maybe it's John, maybe it's Nathan and Tammy.
Yeah. It's not. I was just poking at you a little bit.
I didn't know. I'm not going on vacation ever. Oh, God, you got to get out of here. It's Father's Day week. Yay. Congratulations to Shaboozy. Just hit a billion streams on Spotify, and if what I understand is correct about streaming, he just made 23 cents.
I don't know, a billion. I think he's made some money. I mean, everybody played this song.
Good Lord, someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
We hear the term millions and billions thrown around all over the place right now, especially trillions around. Those numbers are so hard for us to even comprehend. But if I can give you an example that will help you understand the difference between a million, which artists used to love hitting a million in sales, they'd get a platinum, right? They would get a platinum record if they hit a million sales.
Correct.
But a billion, what the difference is, we're going to put it in the concept of time. 1 million seconds is 11 and a half days. 1 billion seconds, 31 and a half years.
Wow.
Years.
Wow.
That's the difference between a million and a billion.
So probably safe to say Shaboozy's worth more than 23 cents now.
I would think he is. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that
I remember
insane?
One of my classes in high school. This is before, you know, you could, you know, major league teams were, you know, worth $1 billion, mm-hmm. you know, for a pro team. And we were tasked with, we had $1 billion and you got to spend it all.
Yes.
And you have a certain time in which to spend it all. And it was almost an impossible homework
sure.
assignment.
You
because
bet.
It's so much money. Now, times are very different now. But,
sure.
But yeah, that's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Days versus years
yes.
as far as a million seconds versus a billion seconds.
I think I remember the first time if you took a million $1 bills and stacked it up, it would be the Washington Monument. If you took a billion, it would go all the way to the moon. So it's just insane.
You're
right?
Freaking me out now, man.
Why?
Those are just weird to think about.
It is.
Anybody
isn't
else
it?
Freaked out, man?
Started and stopped. Arise hits it into right field and a base hit. It's down the line. Fernando rounding second on his way to third. Hernandez gets to it. Tim Leeper going to wave him. Here is the relay from Tommy Edman, and it is not in time. RBI double Luis Arise. Padres strike first. It's 1-0.
Jesse Agler with 97.3 The Fan, our brother station down the hallway. When I saw it this morning, because obviously I didn't stay up to watch the game, I actually did a, wait, what?
Padres destroyed the Dodgers last night, 11-1, and it was maybe one of the most unusual games I've ever seen. Not that the Padres had 11 runs after they've been doing nothing for the last couple of weeks as far as offense, but the fact that the Dodgers gave up in the middle of the game. They realized, okay, we're not going to win this game. And Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, pulled everybody, including his starting pitcher. Now, that's nothing new. Obviously, you pull a pitcher when he's crapping up the joint, but this is where it gets kind of weird. He didn't even go to the bullpen. Apparently, the Dodgers pitching is so decimated that the manager decided it'd be better to just ignore all those guys, let them rest for the afternoon game today, and put in a position player to basically lob softballs in for the rest of the game, giving up.
Because I'm more of a football person, understanding it, than a baseball person. That would be like, you're not putting in your backup quarterback or your third string quarterback.
Right.
You're having like a tight end
exactly.
all of a sudden throw
anybody
the football.
But
gotcha.
The pitcher. And now, at first, I was kind of offended. Like, they're disrespecting us. They don't care about... But the more I calmed down, you know, it dawned on me that the Dodgers are very decimated in pitching.
And a win's a win, John.
Their bullpen is beat up, and he's trying to rest them for today because this is a very important series. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Dodgers, Giants, and us, the Padres, we're all within one game of first place in the West. Every game counts. The manager of the Dodgers realized, okay, well, this is a wash. You know when you're watching your kid's Little League game and the other team is up like 10-0 in the third or fourth, whatever the inning is, they say, okay, that's it. It's done. Called the mercy rule.
Okay.
Basically, last night, it was the mercy rule at
Who
Petco
cares?
Park.
We got the win.
Right. A win is a win. I don't care if it's 1-0 pitcher's duel, and we've seen plenty of those, or 11-1 spanking the Dodgers. Oh, man, I wish I was there last night. Because those Dodgers fans the night before, yeah, it was a well-fought game. And yeah, for the most part, they were fine. But God, they can be so smug sometimes.
Maybe it's because you weren't there. What is John's record right now, producer Jessica, going to Padres games?
8-3.
Eight wins, three losses. Oh, still okay. A very respectable yes. record. Mm-hmm. So we keep it going. An afternoon game today. And I'm going to experience something so awesome. And I'll talk about this more a little bit later on. For only the second time ever, I'm watching the Padres play somewhere else besides Petco as I'm going to Arizona on Friday to watch them take on the Diamondbacks, wow. who aren't out of this either, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's very close, very fun. And yes, Tammy, the most important thing that you said, a win is a win, and we'll take it 11-1. Ah, how's that spanking feel? Today's game, like every game, can be heard on our, as Tammy says, brother station, 97.3 The Fan. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Go to Michael, who's in Chula Vista. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Hey, bud, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, get on out of there.
All right, good luck.
Michael, five pop culture questions for you. You get more with than Tam. You will get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
All right, Michael, someone put together a list of the best beer songs in country music. On that list is Kenny Chesney with his song that includes these lyrics. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in where?
I have no idea.
Lisa Kudrow says it was, quote, really work playing her character on Friends. Who did she play?
Phoebe Buffay.
Nine new actors have been cast in the Harry Potter TV series reboot. How many total books were in the Harry Potter series? A list of movies that were great until the end includes Signs and Grease. What was the name of the two leads of Grease, played by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John?
Oh, my goodness. I can't think of it right now.
And finally, GoodHousekeeping.com put out a list of the 45 best movies to watch with Dad for Father's Day. On that list is Finding Nemo, a film about a father and son clownfish. The son's name is obviously Nemo. What's the father's name?
Oh, my goodness. If I wouldn't have worked all night, I'd probably even know all these. I can't think of it for the life of me.
Sorry. All right, bro. Let's get Tam back in then. Michael, did you say you've been working all night?
Yeah.
What do you do, pal?
I work at Sharp Memorial. I'm in sterile processing.
Oh. Sterilizing things, right?
Right on, man. Well, thank you for what you do. Get home and get some sleep soon. Tammy, Michael, he's spent. He's worked all night. What do you expect? For God's sake, back off him. Huh. 1 out of 5 today.
Dude, both John and I have both worked a graveyard shift, overnight shift in our history. So
yeah.
I know where you're at.
Just kind of transitioned to it. I think I'm like my third week.
As I mentioned, Michael, 1 out of 5 today. Timmy, someone put together a list of the best beer songs in country music. On that list is Kenny Chesney with his song that includes these lyrics. I'll just sit right here and have another beer in where?
Mexico.
Mexico is right.
So sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
Michael did not remember. 1-0 Tam. Lisa Kudrow says it was, quote, really work playing her character on Friends. Who did she play?
She played Phoebe.
Yeah. Michael even went as far to throw the last name, Buffay, in there. Nicely done. 2-1, Tammy. Nine new actors have been cast in the Harry Potter TV series reboot. How many total books were in the Harry Potter series?
7?
Yeah, 7's right. Nice job. Michael didn't know. 3-1, Tam. A list of movies that were great until the end includes Signs and Grease. See, I'm not sure I agree with the Signs one.
Yeah,
Grease for sure. The flying car, forget about it. But anyway, what was the name of the two leads of Grease played by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John?
Sandy and Danny.
And now I'm going to give you my imitation of John Travolta as Danny the first time he ever sees Sandy at the high school, okay?
All right.
Remember, they had that summer fling, right?
Yes, yes.
So he sees her for the first time. You ready? Here's my imitation. Sandy?
Wow. And like John Travolta's in the room.
Thank you. All right. It's 4-1, Tammy. And finally, GoodHousekeeping.com put a list of the 45 best movies to watch with Dad for Father's Day.
Aww.
On that list is Finding Nemo, a film about a father and son clownfish. The son is obviously Nemo. What's the dad's name?
Oh, come on, Tammy. You know this one.
Since you've already won, should I give you a clue? It's named. He's named after a fish. Well, that's a good clue.
I can't pull it.
Dad's name is Marlin.
Marlin, that's right.
Sorry, guys. Today, Tam wins by a score of 4-1, Michael. You're not going to get any of her money, but hopefully you get the night off so you can go to a killer show next week.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you there. Dierks Bentley and Zach Topp at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater, June 19th.
Woo-hoo!
All right, Michael, get home safely. Enjoy sleeping. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I am Michael in Chula Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, Justin Moore reaching a parental milestone this Father's Day week concerning his oldest daughter.
We just got her a car, which is the scariest thing of all time. It's wild. I mean, to have the opportunity to do that is awesome, but it's still, like, scary and... She's really trustworthy. She's a really good kid, but it still makes you super nervous. And I cried when we gave it to her.
I can just see him crying. Ella, it's your first car. Please be careful.
He didn't cry. He cried. So I'm going to go ahead and guess, because Justin's Justin. He didn't give her a BMW with a bow around it. He gave her like a Toyota certified used Corolla, which is perfect, by the way. A great first car.
Absolutely.
And my point is, he didn't spoil her because she's rich. I'm sorry. He didn't spoil her because he's rich. That's my thought process, at least. I don't know what he gave her.
I don't know either, but I would 100% back your theory that, no, she did not get any fancy, brand new, expensive car. She got something safe and reliable, and Justin gave her, you know, the whole lowdown from dad how you're going to be with this car.
You just triggered a memory that just irritated me. When I was at my daughter Julia's high school graduation years ago, we parked and we were walking up, and I see like this beautiful, beautiful BMW convertible with a bow around it. Like, a parent is not seriously peacocking their kids. I mean, if you can do that for your kid, God bless you. Good for you. That's great.
Yeah, but at the school.
Come on.
That's, I'm sorry.
Come on.
Listen, our first cars were nothing like that. 833-287-1037. Do you remember your very first car? We'd love to hear what it was. John, your first car was...
This is hilarious. When I graduated high school, my sister Gina was a few years older than I was. My dad decided to give us a car. He went and bought us a car that we can share.
Okay.
And it was a beaut. It was a 1968 square back Volkswagen Bug. So it was like a station wagon. It's a Bug with a station wagon instead of the cute little, you know, round butt that those VW Bugs have.
Yeah.
But it was like primer color. It was like he bought it from a junkyard. You had to push a button to start it. There was no radio. There was no heater, which is great in Minnesota. My sister took one look at it and said, I'm not ever driving that car. So I was like, boom, I got myself a car. I didn't care. What the hell did I care? I got wheels. I got freedom.
Yeah.
But yes, that was my first. And that thing, literally, I drove it to college. And as I was driving home, I had about an hour and a half commute from my college to where my parents lived. Pieces of it were falling out onto the highway. I realized, you know what? I think I've driven this car to its last day.
Good for you.
My second car was a Toyota Corolla, and boom, I've been Toyota ever since.
There you go. 833-287-1037. Let's go out to Ramona and Merchalina. Merchalina, what was your very first car?
Dodge Avenger.
Was that a gift from mom and dad, or is that all you, Merchalina?
I bought my car when I was 17. I had been working for our family restaurant since I was like 15 or 14, and just saving.
Good for you, Merchalina, buying your own car. 833-287-1037. What was your very first car? Just yours. You even like went outside and just looked at it. Didn't even drive it, just looked at it. Yeah, that's my car, baby. 833-287-1037. Driving down memory lane this morning with your first car. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Justin Moore just bought his oldest daughter her first car.
It's a big milestone in a dad life.
It's a big milestone in a kid's life, too. Mm-hmm. First car, freedom, man. I mean, everything a car represents. What was your first car? 833-287-1037.
Evie and El Cajon, tell us about your very first car.
Me, my brother, and sister all shared a Murphy Blue 1973 Ford Maverick.
Oh, my God. I remember my dad had a Ford Maverick when I was a little kid, and it got stolen when he was at a liquor store once.
It's hard to share a car when you have to do it with your siblings. Who honestly drove the Maverick the most?
I would say probably me.
Oh, good for you. Are you the oldest?
Nope, the youngest.
Baby. There you go. Spoiled.
Baby gets everything. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks, Evie. Liz and Santee, tell us about your first car.
Oh, it was a beauty. My father was laughing when he gave it to me. It was a 1973 yellow hatchback Vega that had three cylinders. The fourth one didn't work. But it was like driving a lawnmower with all my friends in it.
You know, it's funny that you said your dad laughed when he gave it to you. My dad, I think he purposely bought me a clunker, too. Justice, there you go, buddy. There's your car.
Well, he knew I couldn't speed in that car.
Oh, that's true. That was good thinking on his part. Thank you, Liz. Amanda and Santee, we want to hear about your first car.
So I graduated in 99, and I remember my graduation party was at my church. And my aunt and my uncle came down from up north, and little did I know they had my first car with me, and it was a glorious 1987 Toyota Camry stick shift.
Beautiful. That's a great car. I bet that thing still runs.
It would if I hadn't wrecked it 3 weeks later.
Oh, no. Oh, honey.
Yeah. I was driving in downtown for the first time by myself and freaked out at a red light, and I didn't know what to do, and I couldn't put the car in gear to stop it. And I just rolled through it, and I got hit. It was really sad. I loved that car.
Oh, I bet you did.
Boy, that's crazy, because my first real car was also a Toyota Corolla that my grandfather helped me get, and I wrecked that car, too, and it was because I rolled through a red. It's so odd, the coincidences here. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem, guys. Have a great day.
We're talking about our first car memories because Justin Moore just bought his daughter her first car.
Shannon in Oceanside, tell us about your first car.
We called it the Great Blue Hope. You hoped you made it there, and you hoped you made it home. And John can appreciate this because I lived in Carlsbad and everything's up from sea level. You had to hold the clutch, hold the brake and pump the gas so it wouldn't stall out on hills. And at the top of Elm, which is now Carlsbad Village Drive in Monroe, that was a four-way stop.
Oh, that must have been a nightmare.
Oh, I can't even imagine your first car, and then that happens. 833-287-1037. Jade in Lakeside, tell us about your first car.
Good morning, John and Tammy. My first car, so I was born in 1991, and my first car was actually a 1992 Honda Civic hatchback. It was wonderful, except for the day that I picked it up, the head gasket actually blew on it.
That's not a cheap fix.
No, it was not. But thankfully, I have the most wonderful older brother in the world. And so he ended up loaning me a little bit of money. The car was only $1,500 at the time, but he helped me get it fixed.
That's awesome.
That must have been nuts driving a car that was just a year younger than you.
It was.
Thank you for sharing that.
Lots of memories flooding back for me on my first car, which was an old cop car. Didn't have the lights on top, but it still had the switch on the inside. I don't even remember what kind of car it was. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
You will win meet and greets and tickets to see Scotty McCreery this Saturday, but you could also win a grill and a whole bunch of meat in which to use that grill. Go to KSON.com. Let's meet Macy and her husband, Caden. Are you both with us?
Yes, we are.
Hello.
So, quick question, and feel free, you don't have to answer. What age group are you in? Are you guys in your early 20s?
We are, early
20s. Yes, early 20s.
How did you know that?
Because, Caden, your name, to me, that's a younger person's name. I hadn't heard the name Caden.
Oh, no.
Until I moved to California.
Nice deducing.
Yeah, and my neighbor's son is Caden. I know what his age group is, but I kind of figured that.
So, Caden, you've got a young name, I guess, is what Tam is trying to say. Beware, once you turn 35, you'll have to change it by law to Mortimer. You'll need an old person's name by then. Hey, we understand you're about to be a new dad, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
How you doing with that? You good? You psyched?
Oh, I'm just going crazy. I'm so excited. Like a lifelong dream.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. If you always knew you were going to be a dad and something that you wanted, that's lovely.
Macy, when are you due?
I am actually not due till the beginning of next year, so it's very early, but we are excited.
Caden, happy Father's Day early to you. Let's hear from Macy as to why you need a brand new grill.
I believe...
That's a great idea.
He's like, yes, please tell them. I think he would need a new grill because we are going to be a soon-to-be family of three, and I do a lot of the cooking, and when I'm a new mom, I think he should take over that rule of grilling every night for me and the new baby, and we could invite some new friends over and meet the new baby, and I feel like it would just bring us all together.
I love that. It's a double win here. Macy's like, nope, he can take over. And Caden's like, you betcha, give me that brand new grill. I have no problem with that.
How about you, Caden? Do you have a problem with your wife wanting you to grill for her every night?
No, we have tons of seasoning in the cabinet, and I'm always wanting to use it, so...
Well, there you go. I love it.
Good reasoning. What am I going to do with all the seasoning?
That's right. If I don't have meat in a grill.
It's not going to grill itself. Oh, well, listen, guys, good luck with everything. Enjoy this wonderful time of your life. I'm very excited for both of you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
You guys automatically have a pair of tickets to see Scotty McCreery and the band Perry this Saturday at Front Wave Arena. But should you be that grand prize winner, Caden and Macy, you'll be getting a brand new grill from the grilling store at Hillcrest Ace Hardware and a cart full of meat from Fraser Farms Markets.
Thank you so much. Oh, that is so exciting.
Even better news for you, Kate, and I don't have to tell you this. You got the concert this Saturday, and you got a designated driver with you in Macy. So way to go, pal. Go crazy.
For real.
For the next 9 months.
That a boy. All right. Guys, best of luck to you. We'll hope to see you Saturday at the show. Happy way early Father's Day, Caden.
Thank you.
All right, pal. Sign yourself up at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Emmys, College of Hollywood Knowledge, Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, woo!
Let's go out to Elise and PB. Hey, Elise.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning back. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, please leave the room.
You bet. Good luck.
Elise, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You are going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Elise, I'm sure you know this, but I'll remind you anyway. All ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
A list of movies that were great until the end includes Signs, Grease, and this movie, which features Dorothy, Toto, a couple of witches, and a yellow brick road. What's the movie?
The Wizard of Oz.
Amanda Seyfried thinks Paramount owes her money for Mean Girls merchandise, which she does not get a cut of. Who is the star of Mean Girls?
Lindsay Lohan.
A list has been released about the best songs about beer. On that list is Beer for My Horses with Toby Keith and what legendary musician?
Willie Nelson.
Happy birthday to Shia LaBeouf, who was the star of the Transformers movies, of which there have been 7. How many were there with Shia?
3.
A list of some of the best dads in movie history includes Chevy Chase in the Vacation series. What was Chevy's name in the Vacation series?
We'll just go with Will.
Well, good old Will. Let's get Tam back in. So, Elise, what you got going on today? Tell me something good.
Just getting ready for the day.
Well, getting up is half the battle of that, so good for you.
Right.
Elise did 4 out of 5, Tammy.
Nice job, Elise.
Thank you.
A list of movies that were great, Tammy, until the end includes Signs, Grease, and this movie, which features Dorothy, Toto, a couple of witches, and a yellow brick road. What's the movie?
The Wizard of Oz.
That is right.
By the way, have you seen the Sphere right now in Vegas is advertising that somehow the Wizard of Oz is coming to the Sphere. They turned it into like a giant ruby globe. And yesterday it looked like it landed on the Wicked Witch of the East. They had the legs with the shoes out.
Oh, that's so cool. I think I read that they're actually showing the Wizard of Oz at the Sphere.
I mean, I just can't imagine what they're going to do with that and how cool that would be. My God. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Sorry.
Okay. Wow. It's 1-to-1. Tammy going to work for her second job with the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, it just looks so cool.
Tammy, Amanda Seyfried thinks Paramount owes her money for Mean Girls merch, which she does not get a cut of. Probably should check with that before you sign on the movie, Amanda. You know, you got an agent for a reason. Who is the star of Mean Girls?
Lindsay Lohan.
I wonder if everybody else gets merch, and that's why she's got an issue. I don't know.
That would be interesting.
Get a better agent is my advice. 2-2 A list has been released about the best songs about beer. And on that list is Beer for My Horses with Toby Keith and what legendary musician?
Willie Nelson.
Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Would you like my imitation of Willie in that song? Grandpappy told my pappy. There you go. It's like he's in the room, right? 3-3 Happy birthday to Shia LaBeouf, who was the star of the Transformers movies, of which there have been 7. How many were there with Shia?
My guess would be 3.
3 is absolutely right. My goodness, you're both on it today. It's 4-4 And finally, a list of the best dads in movie history includes Chevy Chase in the Vacation series. Give me his name.
Clark Griswold.
That is right. She's a beaut, Clark.
Is it Clark W. Griswold?
It's Clark. Wow, look at you. Well, now she's just showing off,
no,
Elise.
I hear it in my head. Clark W. Griswold.
Tammy's the smartest person in class.
Shut up.
Elise, today,
I'm going to drop a sphere on you.
And your little dog, too. Yes. Tammy goes 5-for-5 today, Elise, so you're not going to get any of her money. But you do get a great prize.
A pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley and Zach Topp at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater June 19th.
Thank you.
All right, Elise, we'll see you out there. Have a wonderful day. Before you go, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Elise in PB. And I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I have a big weekend ahead of me. It's also a very important weekend as far as my relationship with my girlfriend, Sam. I am flying to Arizona. Yeah, smart guy. Going to Arizona in the middle of June. Oh, my God. Have you seen the high temperatures?
Mm-hmm. My youngest son lives in Mesa. And basically from the middle of May till probably November, he basically lives in his room because he hates how hot it gets there. Like, why'd you move there? But
so I'm not a madman. I'm not going to Arizona in the middle of June for my health. Clearly, I'm going for a couple of reasons. One reason is that the Padres are playing the Diamondbacks. But that's not the reason that the real reason we're going. It just happened to be a nice coincidence the Padres' schedule worked out that way. But no, I'm going because the first time ever I'm going to meet face-to-face my girlfriend Sam's Grandpa Lou.
Oh, uh-oh.
The patriarch of the family.
That's a big one, John.
It is a big one. So,
that's bigger than the mom, I think.
I don't know about that, Tim. Sam just lost her grandmother last year. I believe she ran the family.
Oh, sure, Grandma. Yeah. You bet.
So the first time I ever met Grandpa Lou was on FaceTime. The only time I ever met Grandpa Lou was on FaceTime. And it was hilarious because it was his birthday. And Sam calls him at like noon on FaceTime. Noon, granted.
Sure.
He says, everybody's called me for my birthday except you. She's like, Grandpa, I'm talking to you right now. It's only noon, for God's sake.
Well, you had to guilt her a little bit, right? You were the last one.
Listen,
I see I'm at the end of your list.
Right. They're Jewish. We're Italian. Mm-hmm. It's basically the same thing, but we are no stranger to the guilt trips laid on by relatives. Mm-hmm. Believe me. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. At least I was, but now I'm kind of getting freaked out because Mona, Sam's mom, has been kind of prepping me.
Uh-huh.
And first thing she does, like, this is not the best way to get me psyched about going to Arizona. She sends me the list of how high the temperatures are going to be. Mm. She said, oh, you're going to die out there. I'm like, oh, great. Thanks, Mona. You should work for the Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be so freaking hot. Like 111 is the high. I lived out here long enough now, 14 plus years. I'm soft. I'm as soft as they come. And I wasn't too tough before I moved out here. So
you live on the coast, and so you don't experience the extremes. And Mona's gotten to know you, so she's probably heard you complain a bit if it's gotten warm.
Anybody can pick out a complainer, it's Mona. Anyway. You're never going to sweat. You're never going to sweat.
No, it disappears immediately.
She goes, I hate it. You're going to want to die. I'm like, oh, all right. Hey, thanks, Mona. I'm obviously very nervous and very excited to meet Sam's grandfather. I mean, come on. He's the boss. He's the guy, right? I've been told a couple things. I've been told he's a kisser, which is, I guess, fine.
Sure. I come from a family of that. I'm a big moocher myself. I kiss everybody.
I've been told that he's going to start asking a whole bunch of uncomfortable questions.
Going to ask you, what are your expectations for my granddaughter? Do you have the means to take care of her, right?
All legit questions. And all questions I'm sure I will be asking when I become a grandfather someday.
Oh, my God, yes.
But, yeah, I guess I have to prep myself for some uncomfortable stuff. I have to prep myself for extreme heat. It's a big weekend, Tam.
It is a big weekend.
My girlfriend's family had a restaurant chain called Chompy's in Arizona.
I've been there.
Yeah, you have been. I forgot about that. You've been there.
I went to Chompy's when I went to Sedona with my youngest son last year. And let me tell you, you better bring an appetite because the sandwiches are ginormous.
Well, Grandpa Lou and his late wife, Sam's grandma, started Chompy's in Arizona years ago. They moved from New York, realized in their opinion that the bagels in Arizona were garbage, so they did something about it. They opened up what first was a bakery, and now it's this big restaurant chain. It's been a family business. Sam's dad is a master baker.
Mm-hmm.
Very careful how you say that.
Yeah.
And I'll be going there for the first time. I'm stoked about that. I think it's a big deal for Sam. I hope it is.
This is where you get accepted or not, I think.
I know.
Well, that's
I know,
a big thing.
I know.
You'll be just fine, John.
I just think I will. Should I?
No.
Is he sure that's the way to go? I don't know.
Just be yourself. Be the fun John when you're at an event and people are excited to see you and meet you. You'll be just fine.
You're not going to sweat. You're going to be miserable. Enjoy your stay. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Possible breaking news. Are Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift married?
Well, we don't really know. However, because of them attending a wedding and some things that happened there, people are starting to wonder.
Chicago Bears tight end Cole Kmet got married. He's good friends with Travis Kelce. His event planner shared details on his wedding over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
revealing that Travis and Taylor were on the guest list.
So the wedding planner had shared some photos of some of the things that they had for decorations at the wedding, and each guest where they were going to be sitting was on an envelope, right? And it had their names and the table number. The interesting part was Travis and Taylor's envelope said Taylor and Travis Kelce, table 13.
Hmm.
Clearly, they're playing into Taylor's thing. We've given her the 13th table.
Oh, I never even thought about that.
I mean,
sure.
Clearly. But I also found it interesting because it was his friend that it was Taylor and Travis, not Travis and Taylor.
Well, as it turns out, it was kind of a moot point anyway because they weren't even at the wedding. They were at a different wedding, Travis Kelce's cousin's wedding in Tennessee. But yes, because they put the envelope that said Travis and Taylor Kelce, the Swifties are going bananas. Oh my gosh. Taylor and Travis Kelce, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Another was very practical. This is very common for couples, married and unmarried. For weddings, it's the aesthetic. Are Travis and Taylor married? I don't think they are.
Especially because they weren't even at that wedding. That wedding planner, she did what happens so often online. She clickbaited everybody is what she did.
I think we did the same thing just now.
I think we did.
I think we're
guilty. Oh my God, we clickbaited.
To review our biggest story, Travis and Taylor probably aren't married because they weren't even at the wedding.
Yes.
Good reporting. Good stuff. Rock solid journalistic integrity. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.